Well, you wonder who'll own Tasmania. In the wake of this free trade agreement between China and Australia, I have problems with all of this simply because in a democracy, we're supposed to be the masters, not the politicians. They're elected by us. They serve us. Have you seen this agreement? I haven't. Do we get to read it before it's signed? The Chinese premier will fly to Tasmania from Canberra tomorrow. It's reported at least four major quote-unquote investment agreements will be signed and announced during a five-hour visit there. The Tasmanian state government will sign a special deal with a major Chinese investment bank to inject Chinese money, we're told, into local dairy, fruit and aquaculture industries. There'll be an announcement about the sale of Tasmania's largest dairy farming business, the Van Diemen's Land Company, to a Chinese state-owned company. The Van Diemen's Land Company comprises 28 dairy farms, which milk a total of 30,000 cows. Of course, they're telling us that tariffs will be cut on agricultural products to China in 4 years' time. Does it matter? We won't be producing the products. They'll be their own produce from our farms. There'll be reportedly be an announcement that China intends to build wind farms on Van Diemen's Land Company land. A state-owned Chinese company, already 75% owns 37 wind turbines in northern Tasmania, and they are subsidised by you, the taxpayer. Oh, God. Finally, an announcement confirming Hobart Port as a new base for Chinese ships serving China's Antarctic base is expected. Tasmania's Agriculture Minister, Jeremy Rockliffe, said on Friday that deals were imminent and Chinese private and state-owned companies were ready to buy investor-ready land and water. He said negotiations are still being worked through, but we have water and land for sale. And we encourage Chinese investment. As I said, by the end of this week, Australians may well be asking who is in effective control of little Tasmania.